trust cements the relationship between doctor and patient. Commentator and psychiatrist Alyssa Eli works hard to earn that trust. Sometimes it pays off, she finds, and sometimes it doesn't.
One July day, a man drove up to the clinic in a Cadillac without license plates. Impeccably folded on his back seat were starched shirts and a pillow. For 8 months, he'd been living out of his car, washing in a pond, purchasing the balanced four food groups at the Store 24, and nursing the Wall Street Journal in parking lots throughout the city. "I am people's bad dream," he said to the receptionist. He'd been a white-collar professional. His children went to private school. His daughter sang in a state choir. One day he realized he could command people to sit and stand just by willing it to happen. He could control their thoughts, too. These were special powers, and naturally he was resented for them. People wanted to hurt him. He found himself in white-collar fistfights. He lost his job. His wife left. He began to avoid all human contact. "I became a marked man," he told me. No one could be trusted. Still, he arrived promptly every Tuesday, until October, when police discovered that the Cadillac with no license plates also had no registration. His closet was impounded, so was his refrigerator, his bed, and his family room. He refused to say where he lived or slept after that, but homelessness began to leak into his appearance. He stopped shaving, his jeans smelled. He sat in my office, diminished and wordless. November came. He wouldn't consider a shelter. Too many people, too dangerous. There was frost on the ground. December came. One freezing Tuesday before Christmas break, after I had worried aloud again, where was he staying? He looked around, lowered his voice, and named a church in the neighborhood. He stashed a suitcase in the shrubbery there during the day and slept on the steps at night. It was a great relief to know. A storm began the night before New Year's Eve. Sitting in a restaurant, I could picture him on his church steps, peering at NASDAQ values in the snow. People began to talk about road conditions and gathered their coats. Dinner ended early. Driving home, when it was time to turn right toward my house, the car skidded and turned left toward his church. It was freezing. Men with special powers died on nights like this. He had trusted me with his address. No one else in the world knew where he was. I passed the church once, twice, three times, but there were no footprints in the snow. There was no body in the shrubs. The steps were much too narrow for anyone to sleep on. It would have been impossible, not just tonight, but ever. The following Tuesday, he arrived for his appointment in bitter spirits. I felt bitterly, too. "There's no such thing as a friend," he began. "Whatever you do, never trust anyone." We sat together, feeling the same way.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.